All right, now the last phase, which we're running out of time for, is where I can play extensions as well. So this may be major, minor, dominant, half diminished or diminished. And I may throw other notes in just for fun. All right, here we go. All right, last example. Minor 7? Okay, so before I answer it, is E the lowest root you hear?
I hear the bass note, I identified it though.
So you hear something lower than that, but you're not sure?
Yeah.
So start at E at the 12th fret, and then go down from there. Possibilities, or is E still the lowest?
Is it a G or a C?
G or C?
Yeah.
Okay, try it. Play like G. Or just a G note and see if it sounds like it, and then try it on C and see if that sounds like it. Like, do you actually hear that note in the chord? And then try C. Alright, well, you definitely heard E.
Yeah.
Were there any other notes that you knew were in the chord before I...
Let's hear it again.
Yeah, you heard like B and E, right? And those, that's correct, those are both in it. There's also an F, an A, and a G. In it. So one of those is the root. I'm not helping you very much. I don't know how to help you, actually. When you were first looking for the root, you got to G and you made a face.
Yeah.
What was that face?
It sounded like it.
But when, why didn't you?
I don't know, when I played again, I don't know.
Alright, you second guessed yourself. You immediately reacted to it somehow, and that was the root. That is the root. Like, if you listen, I don't know. Maybe we just have to train your ear to hear the bass parts. Maybe your ear naturally gravitates towards the melody parts, which is common. I mean, you're a lead player and a songwriter, so your ear's gonna go to the melody. It's fine. But it is there. Oh. So listen. There's a lot of other stuff going on top of it, but it's there. Maybe it's also because this amp is as small, I'm serious, because it has a small speaker, so the bass, you know, maybe I should use that amp or something. You know, it's which is, by the way, brings up a good point. What you listen to things on can facilitate or destroy your ear training. Like, if you're trying to transcribe a song on Spotify on your phone, you're not going to hear the bass part. Mm-hmm. You got to do it through headphones, or at least plug it to your speakers, you know. But it is there. And the other notes are F, A, E, and B, which are the 2, 3, 6, and 7, flat 7. So A is the second to G, B is the third. I play B, do re mi, and then the E is the sixth note. Do re mi fa sol la, and then F is the flat 7. Do re mi fa sol la ti, flat T. You put all that together, and you got G13. The actual voicing is 3x3455. That's 3x3455. Bottom to top, it goes 1, 7, 3, 13, 9. You'd have to call it a 13 and a 9. That's another whole nother story. Previously, I called it a 6 and a 2. But because it's in a dominant 7, you consider those extensions. So that's music theory for you. Nice. So I gave you a hard one at the end.
That's a good one.